Thank you for calling Howie's Jewelers and Engraving Plus. Our regular business hours are 10 to 5, Tuesday.
Hi, Emily.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. I was following up. I saw you had a missed call for me. I think it was Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know why I even called. I think I was, I'm trying to remember. It's been a weekend.
I feel you.
We were trying to look up a report and we were having issues, but I think that you wouldn't do it either. I think it just did the same thing.
What is it?
IGI. Let me go grab that job really quick.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have the safe open yet. And
okay, no worries. Call me whenever you're ready.
I'll call you back.
Yeah.
But the problem is they came in to get banned, and they have a lab-created diamond.
Okay.
We got to see where we got the diamond from, but it changed color.
Yeah, we've heard that a couple times, sometimes for lab.
Okay, because we think it's something to do with her job.
Yeah, it could be the chemicals she's using. That's the unfortunate thing with lab-grown, right? It's the unknown of what chemicals react to these chemical compounds in high pressure, high temperature.
Yeah, so we're trying to figure out where, like how it was made.
Yeah.
What type of,
Like, you know how with clarity enhanced, the filling comes out if there's too much sun or ammonia?
Right.
You know how they were able to figure that out in the past? Well, this is the unfortunate unknown of lab grown right now. There's so much floating out there and so many ways that they're grown now that you don't even know how or what, like, is causing these things. Like, I had someone here tell me that they had, like, a store called and said that if we knew anything about clarity changing, and I'm like, oh, I've never heard that. I've heard the color, but not the clarity. I mean, he's, like, literally an inclusion guru. I'm like, what?
That's
crazy.
Yeah, because it's a color thing. It was an E, and now it's it's like yellow. So
that's crazy. What is it? What shape is it?
Oval.
Let me see.
And I can't even remember the customer's name, or else I just look it up really quick. But
was it from last year they bought it, or when did they buy it?
They bought it in 2021.
Okay, I don't think you bought it from us then. No, because we only did naturals up until last year. 24 was our end of 24 was our first lab grown sale.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like we got it somewhere else, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately,
dentistry and like radiation and stuff like
that. Well, I mean, of course it'll change color compounds because it's either HPHT, which is high pressure, high temperature, or the CBD, which is chemical vapor. I mean, it's, radiation is definitely going to change it. My thing is I would push her towards natural.
Like, seen it, she always thought it was just like a little or something like that.
Oh, geez.
And then it hasn't turned back.
Like,
it went like a little lighter when we put
balsamic
stuff, but like, And then now I feel like we're going to have a huge issue with them, even though it has nothing to do with us. It's what she does for work.
But that's where you're going to have to explain. Unfortunately, lab grown is still somewhat new in the industry. It's only at like 5-6 years old, mainly in the industry. And they're grown now since they're mass produced. They're grown many multiple different ways that weren't on, they're not mentioned on the grading report itself. Just that it's CBD or HPHT sometimes on the grading reports. Unfortunately, this is the downfall. This is the unfortunate part of lab grown because they're still very unknown. And then I would pursue them to naturals. I would let them know natural will not do this. This is not a laboratory grown situation.
Right.
So this is where you can open up and get them to move.
Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah.
And then you got to worry about them.
Yeah, and I would just tell her, like, that you work with certain chemicals or you work with radiation. Unfortunately, this is the part of lab grown that's not known of what reacts to the grown product.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, well.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need any more assistance with that, okay?
Yeah, no worries. I didn't think it was from you or anything. I just thought, oh, maybe Amber.
No worries.
Help.
I figured I'd double check. But, yeah, no, that's definitely, I would.
Because we've never had that happen. We've never had anyone come in. So we were just like a little.
Yeah. My guess is she has CBD, but because that's the main one I've heard it with. But I wouldn't. And, it doesn't happen with all of them. It's the unfortunate of whatever they put on their hands or deal with, you know?
Yeah.
So, and she works in radiation. I mean, that's just pure nature right there, you know?
Right. And, yeah, unfortunately. You're...
Chemicals. Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.